for the next 20 or so minutes. Rav Zucker's voice is not so strong. It is strong, but it's not. And he doesn't have his microphone. So if we could try as best we can to really pack it in, just to make life a little easier for Rav Zucker, that would be a big help. So guys in the flanks, please try and pack it in. John, try and pack it in. Avi, let's go. Ellie Maestel, let's pack it in. Beautiful. Okay.
Thank you very much. I was just trying to play for time. I've got nothing to say. This took 5 minutes to get this done. Okay.
Pre-Rosh Hashanah preparing. There's a very lot to say, and there's a very lot to prepare ourselves for. I want to perhaps talk about something that's not so much spoken about, something that you won't find so much stand the text in all the Sfarim that talk about the Rosh Hashanah. So I wanted to pick something perhaps original, something that you may not be so aware of, and it might give you a bit of a jolt towards the Yom Noraim Abo Aleinu L'Toivah. We know that Rosh Hashanah is the first day. No, it's not the first day of creation. Rather, anybody know what day of creation Rosh Hashanah is? Very good. Who's created on the sixth day? Who? Adam Rishon. Very good. So let's look at the Bria Solom that discusses the creation. It's not the birth, it's the creation of Adam Rishon. And there's something very fascinating over here. Vayomer Elokim, Nasa Adam Betzalmeinu Kidmoseinu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nasa Adam. He's taking counsel with the Malachim, discussing whether it's worthwhile to create Adam Rishon. And what's the task of Adam Rishon? What's he supposed to be doing? So immediately the Pasuk says, before he's created, Hashem says, let's create man. The Yirdu. Yirdu means he's going to be the ruler. In modern Hebrew, a dictator is called the Roden. He's a ruler. He's going to rule over what? B'dgas Hayom, Oif HaShemayim, Behema, Oretz, Remes. In other words, he hasn't even been created yet. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already given the task and the tafkid, the sacred task of Adam in the world. To do what? To rule over animals. Yeah? To be a zookeeper? What's the tachlis of Adam Rishon? And then again, when he's created, and then a few psukim later, the Pasuk says again, conquer the world, urdu, and rule over, be a ruler of all the animals. Is that what Adam Rishon was interested in? Adam Rishon's got much more to do. Adam Rishon was given la'avda, la'shamra, to learn Torah. He wasn't given a task to be a zookeeper. So why is Hashem blessing him? This is the blessing, and this is his task in life, to rule over the world. I want to ask you a parallel question. It may seem completely disconnected, not connected at all, but we'll see. It's a duplication. It's very similar. Yaakov Avinu was given the blessings from his father Yitzchak. So what would you expect Yaakov Avinu's Ishtam Yeshev Aholim and Masmid? What would you say he would have wished for? A new set of Art Scroll Shas, the latest edition of the Bar Ilan Shalas Achuvas. What does Yaakov Avinu bless? What does Yitzchak bless Yaakov with? What does he tell him? Everybody know? Catch me out till I find it. Some recite it every Motzei Shabbos. Yavducha amim, yishtachvu l'cho kol ha'umim. Everybody's going to bow down to you. Havei gevil la'achecha, yishtachvu l'cho b'nei mecha. Everywhere you walk, people are going to bow down to you. You're going to rule over the goyim. They're all going to bow to you. Is that what Yaakovina's ambition is? Is that what he wants? Who was sick over people bowing to them? In the story of Purim, give you a little hint. Who? Very good. Haman wanted people to bow to him. Everybody should bow to him. L'havdil Yaakov Avinu, that's the brachas you're giving Yaakov Avinu. That you rule over the people and they all bow to you. Do you see some resemblance? We're asking the same question over here. Adam Rishon's given a blessing. And he's given his task in life. That you're the ruler, you're the dictator, you rule over everything. And Yaakov Avinu's given a blessing. You're the ruler, everybody's bowing down to you. Who needs it? Yaakov Avinu is an Ishtam Yeshev Aholim. He's so happy. You find him some desert island somewhere in the Caribbean, build him a nice sifriya, and he'll sit there for the rest of his life. He doesn't have to come in contact with people. But the answer is very profound. Let's get down to the answer before my voice conks out. Rashi says, back to my Adam Rishon, Rashi says an unbelievable thing. On the word v'yirdu, to rule, Rashi says yirdu, or adu, has two meanings, two opposite meanings. Says Rashi, it's a lashon of ridui, ruling, dictatorship, the lashon yirida, it's a lashon of a yirida, other rabba, you're going down. Zocha, if you're zocha, Adam, roida, you rule over the chayis of the behemoth. Loi zocha, if you're not zocha, nasa, you rud lifneim. And other Abba, the highest, Aris, all the animals will rule over you. So it's like a struggle over here between the human kingdom, the human race, and the animal kingdom. Who's ruling over here? If you're a ruler, if you succeed, you're the ruler, not the lion. And if not you, then the lion, then the highest are going to be moishel over you. This is a tug of war between rulership, between Adam Arishan and the animals. What's going on over here? The answer is very profound. Today we'll just discuss Mamish, just in a nutshell, and we'll perhaps expound, because it's a yisod that takes us from Rosh Hashanah all the way to Chanukah. The ik of this yisod is nageh to Chanukah, so we have time to discuss this and to go over it till Chanukah. Explains why the Chashmonaim took the whole Malchus, even though they were Kohenim, they took the Malchus. I'll call upon him. Hashem is telling him the following. Man, Atem Kurim Adam, the Jews, Klal Yisrael, we are naturally rulers. We have rulership to us. Look in history, Jews always made it to the top, even in Golis, in exiles, the Jews always made it to the top, and that always was a rising anti-Semitism everywhere. But Jews were always rulers, Jews were always rising to the top. Chazal say, the Tanya brings it down, that the Moyach is Sholet on the Lev. The Lev, the heart of a person, that's the place of Taiva. That's the place of animal instincts that pulls him in all directions. The Moyach, the mind, by nature, is Sholet, rules over the Lev. The mind, meaning over here, the Torah, the Chochmah Laki, rules naturally rules over all the animal instincts. We know from the moon that there's only one ruler at a time. There's only one crown, there's only one king. There cannot be two kings ruling at the same time. The moon told Hashem, you cannot have the sun and the moon together. You cannot have two rulers together. So what did Hashem say? You lose it. There's one king. The same thing. Klal Yisrael are natural rulers. When it says in the pasuk that you rule over the animals, it means that we're ruling over the animal kingdom, means that we rule over the physicality of the Bria, of the creation. We rule over every single person has a nefesh habahamis. He has a soul that carries him away to animal instincts. And man is naturally created to be a ruler over that. Every single Jew, by nature, rules over his animal instincts and is a ruler. But the Yetzer Hara is also called a king. The Yetzer Hara is called the Melech Zokin Ksil. There's a few psukim, Mishli Koheles. And Yetzer Hara is a king. There's a power struggle over here between two kings. But there's only one king that can rule at a time. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm giving you the koyach, that you're the ruler. Every single person can rule and has the power to rule over his Yetzer Hara and to rule over all his animal instincts that are tearing him away from Avodas Hashem. And it's not that he has to work and create himself to be it, to rule over it. This is his natural thing. The Chochm and the Moach is Sholet on the Lev. The Moach rules over the Lev. The natural creative that Hashem created man is that man should be able to crush all his opponents. Who are his opponents? His opponents are all the Yetzer Haras, all the battles that Klal Yisrael wage with all the Umas Ha'olam. Like the Pasuk says, Ki Seitzel L'Machom HaLevech, Rashi says, L'Dibra Torah L'Kenegat Yetzer Hara. We're dealing with here with the battle over the Yetzer Hara. All the goyim, all the nations correspond to certain tumors or certain taivas that a person has. Some are gaiva, some are taiva. When we fight with nations, we're really fighting, trying to suppress a certain instinct that's torn into us, that's penetrated into us, that we're trying to beat it out of us. Every Melchama, every war that the Klal Yisrael has is really a war over the Yetzer Hara. Even when we're fighting different nations, we're fighting the Yetzer Hara. And Hashem gave us the koach to fight and to fight to win, to be victorious. It's all up to us. You hear from a lot of guys, they say, this is too overpowering for me, this is too much, I can't take it. It's too overwhelming. You want me to get up in the morning for Shachris? It's crazy, it's too overwhelming.
person's going to go up to Shemayim and he's going to say, this was too much, it was too hard for me. Certain cases, certain Yetzirahs, it's true. But you're still not going to be innocent. Why? Because the Ikar Mishpat, and the Ikar Mishpat on Rosh Hashanah is, you were given to be the king. You were the first king over here. You subjected yourself to the Yetzirah. You gave in to him. You let him rule. You gave over your natural tendencies of leadership to the Yetzirah to rule over you. From then, from that point, it's all downhill. He's the ruler. He's the king. And now you're the slave. Slavery was abolished many years ago. But yet, many of you may feel that in the last 18 years, you've been slaves. You've been slaves to the Melech Zaken Ksil. You've been living under the rulership and the harsh rulership of the Yetzirah that's pulling you in all directions and you feel helpless. That's why it's so hard to get up in the morning. That's why there's such a strong Yetzirah to stay in bed. When a person's in bed and sleeping, he's helpless. When you get up like Chazal say, you've got to get up like a lion, meaning, Zgabekari, meaning, you've got to take the Koch of Malchus and you've got to take and you've got to say, I can do it. And you've got to crush and suppress the Yetzirah. And then you're freeing yourself from slavery. All of you have to make a cheshbon and nefesh. And you have to say to yourselves, how many times in your life have you taken the initiative? How many times in your life have you decided, no, I'm not going to give in to my instincts? And how many times have you just let yourself roll over and just let yourself see things and do things and speak things and just let it all flow? That's the Ikar Din of Rosh Hashanah. The day that Hashem created man is the day where Hashem tells you, I created you that you should be the leader, that you should be the king. And I gave you all the kochas to be a king, to be a ruler. Over the whole animal kingdom, meaning over the whole world, over all the instincts that are pulling you away from Hashem. And you are natural leaders. Yosef HaTzadik, he's famous for being Kovash as Yitzray. He conquered his Yitzhahara. He had the Nisayon with the Eishes Petifa and he conquered his Yitzhahara. He became a ruler. He became literally a ruler over the Goyim. He was king of the world. Because all the nations of the world, they're all just different Yetziraharas. They all have in them a certain Yetzirahara that when we live amongst them, we get sucked into it. He was Koimish, he crushes his Yetzirahara. So he became a ruler. He was a ruler. He was born a ruler. Because he was born to be a Kovash as Yitzray, to conquer his Yetzirahara, to become a king. His brothers saw it when he was young. They said, Amolach Timlech Aleinu. He was a ruler. And therefore he became a ruler over the whole world because he crushed his Yetzirahara. He became a ruler of himself. He became a king. He was king over all the Chayas Aretz and all the Behemoths. That was the Koyach of Yosef HaTzadik. And Yosef HaTzadik went down to Mitzrayim to give us the Koyach throughout all the exiles that we go through. They're all part of Golas Mitzrayim. That a Jew has a Koyach even in the exile to be a ruler. And that's what we have to strive for. And that's why we have to make a cheshbon and nefesh. And we have to say, how many times did we tell ourselves in our lives that we are b'nei melochim, that we are kings, that we are rulers, and we have to crush, and we're given the koach. If a person says to Hashem, comes to Rosh Hashanah, that the Yetzirahs are so strong, they're so overpowering, I feel little, I feel helpless, negative the Yetzirah. Hashem's answer is, you gave the kingship to them, you gave the leadership to them. You were first the king. That's the Malchius of Rosh Hashanah, that a person has to be mekabel upon himself. The Malchius of Rosh Hashanah. To feel that b'teva, through learning Torah, through learning, using your moyach, that the moyach is sholet, rules over the lev, rules over the yetzirahs. And that's part of coming here this year. Part of coming here this year, it's a full day Torah learning. Do you know what it's doing for you, the full day Torah learning? It's helping you to become a man. It's helping you to mature. It's helping you to become a ruler of yourself. It's freeing you of slavery. Chazal say those words. What do those words mean? You guys feel free? There's curfew, there's this, there's the other. You guys free? The answer is of course you're free. Because if you really knuckle under and you learn well, you'll see, you'll feel what real freedom is. You'll feel suddenly that kach, that push that was tearing you away and pushing you to town every night. And you were helpless against it. You were slave to it. It was ruling over you. It was a king. And you were never the schlepper, the slave, that was subdued and subjected and running here and running there without control. You might feel for the first time this year through the schus of using your moach, using your brain to be sholet on the lev. As you all learned in Kedushin, the Yetzirah, you've got to drag him into the Beis HaMedrash. You feed yourselves, freeing yourselves. You feel the first time free, b'nei chayrin. And then you understand what this means. But it's an either-or situation. If you're not the king, you're the slave. If you're not the king, you're the slave. And through Torah, you become the king. As Chazal say, the Medrash says, on the positive, be melachim yimloichem. Through Torah, you become a king and you get the power to suppress and to crush. And then you feel such better people. Then you climb out of the slavery. That what was going on in the day Hashem created Adam Rishon. That's what it means, the tachlis of Adam Rishon. Was to be a ruler. To be a ruler over all his animal instincts. And then Mamela, like Yosef, then Mamela, you're a ruler over the whole world. The same thing with Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is an Ishtom Yosef Aholim. So if Yaakov Avinu is learning Torah, and Yaakov Avinu uses the Torah to become a leader to crush his Yetzirahs, so of course he's blessed with a blessing that everybody's going to bow down to you. And when Mashiach comes in Eretz Hashem, this will be felt literally. That the goyim will all want to join, the goyim will want to be mishamish us, the goyim will all want to become our slaves. They'll see the beauty, how precious it is, what a Jew is, what the Torah is. And that's what Yaakov Avinu is blessed. And it's an unbelievable idea. Because if Yaakov Avinu, the same thing happened by Yaakov Avinu, just like we see on Rashi over here, that either you're a ruler or you're a slave. Same thing, Yaakov Avinu is blessed as well. With the brachas to Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov is blessed, Yavdu Chamim, Yishtachavu, everybody's going to bow down to. Esav begs his father for a bracha. One bracha. He's crying. His father says to him, Esochicha Tavoid, you're a slave of your brother. What type of bracha is that? And the pasuk continues that if Yaakov Avinu throws off the yoke of Yiddishkeit, so then you're not a slave anymore, then you can jump on top of him. It's exactly what we just read in Rashi by Adam Rishon. Yaakov Avinu is Adam Rishon. Yaakov Avinu looked like Adam Rishon, the Gemara says in Bo Metziyadav Pei Dalet. Yaakov Avinu looked like Adam Rishon. So this is the same Rashi with Yaakov and Esav, and that's the battle between Yaakov and Esav. It's two malchis, two kingdoms. Esav is the king of the Yitzhahara, and Yaakov is the king of the Torah, the king of Yiddishkeit. And when Rivka was pregnant, she was told, Shnei le'umim imi ayach yiparedu. Rashi says, Shnei le'umim means two malchis, two kingdoms. It's either or. It's either the malchis of Kedusha, or it's the malchis of the Yitzhahara. Who's king? We decide. Who's naturally the king? We. So Yaakov Avinu is given the brachas. He's naturally the king. Esau is the Yitzhahara. He was created to be our slave, that we should crush him. So he's naturally a slave. It's a chichot avoy. That's how Hashem mapped out the world. That's what should be. We're so long in Golos already that we forgot who's the leader and who's the slave. And therefore, it's very, very important, vitally important, for everybody to make a cheshbon nefesh. And the first Yitzhahara, the first strong Yitzhahara that always wins over us is getting up in the morning. He wants us to remain helpless, suppressed, lying in bed. Person's lying in bed, he's helpless. And then he wins. If he gets you to stay in bed and not to daven shacharis properly, so then he's won, then you're a slave. You began the day being a slave. If a person jumps out of bed, he's kabe kari. In other words, he takes from the lion the koyach. And a person jumps out of bed, he's shown that he's a ruler. He showed that he's a ruler, and then his whole day he'll be a ruler and he'll crush the Yitzhara time after time after time. It's all up to us. That's the Hachon of Rosh Hashanah. That's the Malchias of Rosh Hashanah. Malchias means being Mevar, who's the real king of it. There's this power struggle between two kings. And Hashem, one of the Malchias of Kedusha is Hashem, and then there's the Malchias of the Yitzhara. Who's winning now? Look around the whole generation. Look around the world of today. Who's winning? It's tragic. The Malchus of the Yitzhahara is so great, it's so strong. And it's enslaving everybody. And the Malchus of Hashem is completely, who looks at it? It's our task to bring out and to reveal and to manifestate the Malchus of Hashem, the Malchus of Kedusha. To show that we can do it. And to show that all the Nisyonis that every yeshiva guy comes when he comes at the beginning of the year. To learn through a whole Seder. He's got to push himself. He's got to conquer his Yitzhahara. But he becomes the king. He's got to get himself out of the morning. In the morning out of bed, he becomes the king. And then the more kingship he has, the more he sees that this is his natural self. How do you think guys make a switch? There's no switch. All it is finding yourself. When you all met Hashem mold into real B'nai Torah, you have found yourselves. Because that's who you naturally are. You may have been slaves to another power till now. If a king, his country gets conquered, and his closest ministers go into slavery by the other king, and he finds them 10 years later with different clothes and different this, speaking different languages, He'll tell them, whoa, you're mine. You say, I know, but we've been slaves, we've changed. Same thing with you. A person can be enslaved. Doesn't even know who he is. After Adam's chet, Hashem said to Adam Rishon, Ayeka, where are you? He didn't even know who he is. This year is time to get back to your natural self. And the more you show the kingship, the more you show that you have a koach to crush and to suppress all the yitzharas, whether it's getting up in the morning, whether it's all the other things that you might have done, all your other activities outside of some extra activities. This year is the time, Mr. Hashem, to show who's the leader. And then you'll become a Ben Choron. So instead of thinking that the more Torah I learn, the more suppressed I'm becoming, it's just the opposite. Once you feel a king, so then it's much easier to suppress all the yitzharas. But every time you feel that you're getting carried away, you're a slave, it's very hard. So become a king again. Show yourselves that you're a king. And then you'll be Zochem Etz Hashem to become from a matzav of situation of Yerida to a situation of Ridui, to be able to be rulers and leaders. And then in Etz Hashem you'll find your natural selves. But it's Klal Yisrael or Melochim, Klal Yisrael or B'nei Melochim. And we should be Zochem Etz Hashem to manifestate the Malchus Shemayim properly. And we crush and suppress our Yitzharas. The more we're manifesting that Hashem's Malchus is the winning Malchus and is the natural winning Malchus. And Hashem is the natural Kavyoch, the natural ruler of this world. And then when we zochem etz Hashem, b'yema hu yeh Hashem echad u'shmo echad.